Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, July 6, 2016, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild one it is. Technology is not behaving this morning, not for this broadcast anyway, but that's, I don't know, that seems to be par for the course sometimes. And not really surprising, unfortunately. There are a number of interesting things happening in the headlines these days, aren't there? As things continue to change, as we continue to see things spiral downward into one direction that really just, again, calls to mind that allegedly spurious letter by Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini, the great Italian liberator. I say that tongue-in-cheek, obviously. And the guy who created the mob and commissioned Albert Pike to write Morals and Dogma, the great Masonic tome in which Pike wrote that Lucifer is God. It's really in there. I have a friend who actually bought a copy of that book on Amazon just to see for himself. Yes, those words are actually in there. And he bought it and showed it to me, and I said, yeah, that's, I guess. So he went through that process for his own confirmation, and yes, indeed, Virginia, Albert Pike did write those words. So that letter, the allegedly spurious letter from Pike to Mazzini outlining three world wars to further enslave mankind, essentially, to control the world. And that's always an interesting discussion. It's just, it's fascinating what's already out there, what we can find and read that we don't. Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment. You know, the precursor, Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, is definitely a first must-read, but the Anglo-American Establishment, the Wikipedia book entry for the Anglo-American Establishment, which, by the way, has a picture, the cover image of the book is the British Union with the American flag inset, and it is upside down and backwards. The Union of the American flag is in the bottom right-hand corner instead of the top left as you look at it, or Union Right, as it is called. And, you know, another interesting point along those lines, anecdotally, just briefly, since we're coming out of the long weekend for Independence Day, you'll notice, actually two observations, you'll notice that people don't say Independence Day, do they? What does everyone say? The 4th, 4th of July. What is the significance of the 4th of July? Why wasn't it the 2nd of July? I read the quote, I think again on Friday. John Adams said it best, I think, you know, reflecting on the 2nd of July. When he said that the second day of July, 1776, and that was in a letter to Abigail Adams, his wife, on July 3rd, 1776. He said the second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. And I don't know about you, but as I watch fireworks and celebrations, I think of these following words. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. Anniversary of what? It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance. Do we commemorate it as such? The 4th of July. Why wasn't it the 2nd? Continuing. By solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty, it ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. John Adams wrote those words to Abigail because of the adoption of the United States Declaration of Independence 2 days later, the 4th of July, because of the official adoption, their ratification, the 4th became known as Independence Day. But why not the 2nd then? Because really, the discussion was over on the 2nd. The decision was made. It just wasn't formally ratified until 2 days later. Which is why Adams wrote what he wrote on the 3rd. But you'll notice people say the 4th of July. That's interesting. And then as far as the image of the flag is concerned, it's interesting when you see the shirts these days. First of all, we've had the controversy brewing for quite some time now. For USC is instructive on how to fly the flag, the American flag. For USC, United States Code, explains how to fly the flag. And because of the military and as a result, growing body of law enforcement and first responder community emulating this, because of the the controversy the military has sparked, I would say, flying the flag backwards, they say the advancing flag.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Meyer, welcome back.
So not to launch into a diatribe on this issue, but again, just anecdotally, the for USC, United States Code, will tell you, gives you instruction on how to fly the flag. Section 1, flags, stripes and stars on. Section 2, same additional stars. Section 3, use of flag for advertising purposes, mutilation of flag. This is important for what happens in the marketing world. I think people should observe that. 4, pledge of allegiance to the flag, manner of delivery. That's kind of interesting. You know, there we start to drift off into national socialism and quickly kind of down the slippery slope. I've mentioned, I should just do a broadcast one year on the controversy of Independence Day. The callers on Friday, I think, did a fantastic job of addressing some lucid and salient points with that regard. So I appreciate that, or to that regard. But, you know, speaking of the Pledge of Allegiance, there are a number of controversies that arise when we start to embark down that path or down the slippery slope. And, you know, not the least of which, of course, being the Bellamy Salute. The Bellamy Salute. Is that even... The Wikipedia entry for the Pledge of Allegiance is getting whitewashed every time I look at it, too. I swear, things get mentioned on this broadcast and other broadcasts, and suddenly they start to go away. That's one of the worst problems with the internet, the interwebs. They are quickly and easily sanitized. And, of course, with Google making the announcement it made last year, self-proclaimed Ministry of Truth, the Mini True, Orwell's Mini True, that's kind of frightening. And a number of folks mentioned that. I mean, you know, even the Forbes article back in 2012 made reference to Orwell's Ministry of Truth, but last year there was a more ardent push for that. But there was the Forbes article back in 2012 Adam Thierer's article, Do We Need a Ministry of Truth for the Internet? What is truth? The question is asked, and reminds me of Pontius Pilate basically asking the same thing to Jesus. What is truth? It's a question as old as the study of philosophy itself. In an age of information abundance, even overload, that question persists, and some academics argue that search engines and other online operators should do more to help us sort fact from fiction on the internet. An effort to force or even encourage search providers to be proverbial ministries of truth, however, could open the door to broader speech controls and other unintended consequences. So that was a good article by Adam Thierer in a number of ways. But, you know, last year, Google made the announcement to effectively do that, suppress information on the web that does not correspond to the establishment narrative that Google refers to as truth. All knowledge, you know, in the article by Jonathan Benson over at Natural News, the way he put it, Google degenerates into Ministry of Truth. All knowledge must now be pre-approved by search algorithm. So that's Google's knowledge graph is what I'm referring to. Is Google's way of doing that. And the new version that will do this even further is...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. So, again, not to get too far down a rabbit hole and off on a diatribe that is really just anecdotal in nature, but still just kind of further evidence of what we see happening. And persistent defrauding of the American people, of their future, their posterity, their posterity's future. It's very diabolical. And I've said it before, we live in such a Machiavellian nightmare, such a mess. We would be in so much better shape if we would take better care of one another. There is a persistent, a subtle and persistent, almost imperceptible, well, to most, should be perceptible to all, selfishness, self-absorption, narcissism that persists in this culture. I think that's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, problems that we face. I think that's biblical, quite frankly. There are a number of places, again, I don't want to get too far off topic, but just briefly on that, actually while I'm on it, the three places that come to mind are Romans chapter 1, I believe 2 Timothy chapter 3, and 2 Peter chapter 3. Those in the last days men will be phrases. In Romans chapter 1, it's interesting, Paul makes some provocative statements. Verse 18, he says, he wrote, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them." That's a convicting statement. Well, yes, it is, and he wrote the same just a couple of verses later. Continuing, "For since the creation of the world, His, capital H, God's invisible attributes, have His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." Huh. Interesting. "For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks." This is what I think categorizes America generally these days. "But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image of in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie," which is precisely what we're tackling here on today's broadcast. In reflection of Independence Day, we say, you know, people say the 4th of July, is that in error? Is that wrong? Well, not necessarily, but it's, I would argue, obfuscational. It's a slight misdirection. And how do you alter course? By degrees, one degree at a time. And eventually, 180 degrees later, you're pointed in the opposite direction. That's how. And the devil is masterful at that, and so are his minions. They operate like their father, the devil, the suggestibilists, I call them, who have harnessed the one weapon through the think tanks primarily, you know, scientifically engineering or reverse engineering the power of suggestion through the RAND corporations and the game theories and so on of the world, styling themselves as experts through the think tanks that they create. Who says they're experts? Well, they do. Who created the think tank? Well, they did. London School of Economics. They must know what they're doing. Oh, wait. Cecil Rhodes founded that for the purpose of advancing his, well, yeah, same old agenda. Getting back to Ike Mazzini and that letter. And the same agenda. Anyway, so they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. But you skip forward a few verses. I mean, it's really pretty awful what happens next because of the hubris. People, you know, back to verse 21, for even though they knew God, that's America. There is what is referred to as a church. I like the way John in Tennessee puts it now. He says, you know, now after having this conversation, he calls it Sunday meeting, which I think is more appropriate. Because the church is the ecclesia, the corporate body of the living body of Christ, if you will, not the corporate 501c3 or whatever the new IRS designation is, de jure. It is not that. The church is, if we're going to define terms, it's the ecclesia of the New Testament. So, Sunday meeting. You know, there's a Sunday meeting on every corner in this country still. And that is a growing controversy. Even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks. They became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Another perfect example that I saw over the weekend, I want to say, excuse me, was the NPR story. NPR, I keep saying science is, you know, it's been kind of a joke, and now it's being brought more into the fore. It's not a joke, and no one is joking who makes this assertion. The NPR story, How to Raise Brilliant Children According to Science. Two developmental psychologists break down 21st century skills and give everyday tips for parents on how to instill them. Perfect. How to raise brilliant children according to science. Well, is it bad per se to have, you know, a scientific view of how to raise children? Well, not necessarily, but if you are outside of the umbrella of morality and religion, so to speak, if you are amoral and irreligious, then you start to have a problem. You get right to the words that I'm reading from Romans chapter 1. We have that problem. And if suddenly science is vaulted and lauded to and as the new religion, the new moral standard, and science is not moral, then we have a problem. If it is the rudder of conscience and morality, we have a problem. Being devoid of conscience and morality, how can it be a rudder? How to raise brilliant children according to science. Two developmental psychologists break down 21st century skills and give everyday tips for parents on how to instill them. I heard a story over the weekend. I keep mentioning this. You know, in this society, in America, there was a time, and I'm not being naive. We've had the conversation on this broadcast about whether or not America was a Christian nation. That's another specious talking point. But we have had moments in this great American experiment in America. We've had moments where we've been more attuned to and responsive to the direction of God, individually and as a corporate body, so to speak. And that is something I would strongly suggest we should return to, you know, again reflecting on Romans chapter 1. But as far as the Great American Experiment is concerned and the American Dream, I still like what I mentioned on Friday, Edward Abbey's words, if America could be, once again, a nation of self-reliant farmers, craftsmen, hunters, ranchers, and artists, then the rich would have little power to dominate others, neither to serve nor rule. That was the American Dream. I agree. That was the American Dream. And as Edward Abbey also said, grown men do not need leaders, which is why we need to grow up and grow our children up, and then we don't have this brewing controversy and all of the outrage that goes along with it, like the most recent incident that we were going to get to, the Alton Sterling shooting, and that just outrageous, egregious nonsense. But we are being goaded into a contrived, fomented conflict with situations like that. You know, people don't seem to realize that we are experiencing something that we have observed around the world. That was, those were, you know, in the modern incarnation, they have been contrived or at least opportunistically massaged, facilitated, fabricated, manufactured, whatever you want to say. We've witnessed certain things. We've witnessed apartheid. We're dealing with a measure of that or a version of that here in America. And I'm not just talking about the obvious discussion of blacks versus whomever. We've witnessed the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, again, contrived. We're dealing with that here. You know, the other conflicts, perhaps of a religious nature. We hear about varieties of conflicts in the Muslim community. Sunni Shia is one of those, which again is predominantly contrived and manufactured, but still, we're dealing with a lot of these types of conflicts here in America today that are all being brought to bear, dividing everyone against everyone to conquer, to create another uncivil war of Eastern European banking establishment aggression, so to speak. And, you know, as far as the Israeli-Palestine or Israeli-Palestinian conflict is concerned, I still go back to the Balfour Declaration, the words of the Balfour Declaration. I think if we could just start there and just call people to account for those words not being observed. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. And first of all, let's define terms. Who is a Jew? I like the way that Paul put it in Romans chapter 2. I think that ends the discussion right there. But I think we need to go, if we're going to have this political debate, then we need to probably go forward to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, verse 2-9 and verse 3-9, and find out who Jesus was referring to when he said those who call themselves Jews but are not. Who are the Jewish people? Are we talking about people who call themselves Jews? Or do we all generally agree that we would call them Jews? Because if there's no distinction there, we have a problem. We can't conflate those and not persist in error or logical fallacy and result in error. So we have to make that distinction. But from the Balfour Declaration, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their, I think that's great, again, that controversy. People always ask, well, you know, do you support Israel? Do you support the Jews? Yes and yes, unequivocally. I certainly do. The Bible tells me to. I do. I believe God. However, I do make the distinction between the biblical Israel, which was Jacob's descendants, right? Because Jacob, Israel is Jacob's namesake, essentially, his name change, Jacob's people. And who are the Jews? The Lion of the Tribe of Judah? Who are the Jews of the Bible? So when we're talking about the political contrivance, the geopolitical contrivance referred to as Israel, I do not equate that to the biblical Israel. It is not synonymous from what I can see, from anything that I can gather. When I compare the two, there is no, they are not the same. There is no likeness. They are like, they're homonyms, right? Or is that a homophone? Homonym? Yeah, homonym. Same spelling, different meanings or origins. Yeah. Or homophone is same pronunciation, different meanings. Anyway, you hopefully understand what I'm saying. It's obviously the same word, but it has been used to foment this controversy. Now, this is one that we see in the Middle East, but we deal with it here as well, and we're dealing with it more and more. What do you mean? Well, the way that the Palestinians are treated in their own backyard, essentially, in their own country, what I really want to say is in their own place of existence. So getting back to the Balfour Declaration, these words: His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and I agree, nothing would be better than that, but in biblical fashion. So who are the Jewish people and who is Israel?
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
to conclude, too many rabbit holes. The Balfour Declaration, those words, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home, a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. Here's the kicker. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine. Huh. Question. How do you grab a collection of folks and insert them into a place, fairly small place, and not create controversy? How do you do what has been done and not create controversy? In other words, you know, imagine saying, sure, we'd love to invite some, you know, we'd love to invite a family, another family into our home, and we want them to feel like this is their home too. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of the existing people in this home. And they have different religious views. Is that not a recipe for disaster or conflict at the very least? And we have the same thing happening here. We have law enforcement being trained by Israeli outlets and training facilities, And getting that mindset, that's just one aspect of this contrived conflict we see brewing. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. We'll take your calls. We'll go to some of the mainstream aspects and applications of this. In the second hour, coming up right after this short break, stick around. Hour two coming up.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.